This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's hour five of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time now for Woolchuck and Chiafano to take us through some TD Tuesday action. A celebration of most every single touchdown scored in the NFL and the relevant talking points that were spawned from it. General at your service, there's Broadus, Woolchuck, Chiafalo, Lucius, Carter, Freeman, along with you. We are the G-Bag Nation. Salute to you. Here they are, Woolchuck and Chiafalo.
Thank you. It is indeed a TD Tuesday. We have compiled the best college and NFL touchdowns from the past weekend. So without further ado, hit the music, baby. Boom shakalak.
Here we go.
Boom shakalak.
Yeah.
Boom shakalak. TD Tuesday shakalak.
We head to South Florida Hard Rock Stadium, Middle Tennessee State University. Everybody. What the hell happened? Every time you look up, they were throwing 90 yards to pay dirt, and here's one of them.
Cunningham looks. Play fake. Down the left side. He's got Chisholm out there. Caught. He's gone. He is gone. He is gone. 99 yards. Touchdown, Middle Tennessee.
Dear God, the Mario Cristobal love affair, the honeymoon officially over, kaput. 3 weeks in, the Hurricanes have Middle Tennessee State come to town. They pay them $1.5 million, and it's 90-plus yard touchdown passes just being sprayed all over the field.
It was unbelievable. You thought the other team would be doing this. Middle Tennessee, they were on my bleep list. They screwed my parlay week one. Guess what? They're out of the doghouse.
I put
money on them next week.
Congratulations, Philip Tanner. Middle Tennessee grad there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What is their mascot? What is Middle Tennessee mascotting around right now? Because I want to ride that mascot to the moon.
It might be the Broncos.
Let's see.
Who the heck knows? Hell? It might be a horse of some sort. It could be the Raiders. The Blue Raiders. It's the Blue Raiders.
It's the Blue Raiders. It's the Blue Raiders.
Yeah, there it is.
Yep.
We continue with a college TD. We go to Baylor. The Baylor Bears taking on Iowa State. Blake Chapin. Oh, this was a nice TD to Gavin Holmes.
First down. Here's the reverse. Oh! And the flea flicker. Back to Chapin. Oh, in the end zone. Wide open is Gavin Holmes. The reverse flea flicker for the touchdown by the Bears.
Look at that. And Gavin Holmes, an alumnus of Northwest High School.
Is
the Fighting Texans.
That's right.
He's one of my guys. I think he was buddies with my younger brother. Absolutely dominated in practice every day.
Was he at that one party?
He was at that one party.
God, that was legendary.
It was legendary. Almost as legendary as what was going on the Baylor sidelines on Saturday. Did you see what Dave Aranda had cooking up for his assistant coaches?
A lot of spanking.
By way of galvanizing the team, by way of sort of sideline celebration after a great play, if there's just like a line of Baylor assistant coaches ready to get spanked on the rear end by head coach Dave Aranda, I bleep you not. I have no idea.
I saw it.
When, how, where, why, but this is my new favorite tradition in college football. Maybe in all of sports. Thank you, Dave Aranda. Dear God, that was incredible.
He's my favorite coach in football.
He's the man.
I love that bold scalp.
I think the Cornhuskers are going to just try and money whip that guy.
They should.
But I don't want to talk about that.
Me either.
He's a Baylor Bear right now.
Stay at Baylor.
Thank you to the
Stay
Baylor Radio Network.
Baylor. Okay, I believe we have, absolutely we do. It's the Aggies. It's the Razorbacks. It's AT&T Stadium. It's fumble. It's touchdowns. Here we go.
Fumbled it. It's Tyreek Chappelle at the 10, the 15, tackled from behind to the 20-yard line, and still on his feet down the left sideline. Can he hand it off?
He did.
To Damani Richardson.
He's gone.
Fumble and the touchdown return. What a change. Of course.
Of course. Just when you thought Arkansas was going to spank the Aggies, Well, they came right back, and they end up winning that football game.
Yeah, I imagined symbolically that Arkansas was going to be Dave Aranda, and the Aggies were going to be the Baylor assistant coaches, and I bleeped up.
Well, everyone was getting bleeped.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Think about how much of a party the Joneses had this weekend. It's Razorbacks. Well, I guess they took the L, so it wasn't much of a party.
Jerry had to hand that trophy over.
He wasn't happy, but it was Jerry Jr.'s birthday, apparently, last night, and they got to celebrate the victory out in New York City.
There you go.
So they definitely partied last night. We move to the NFL. Derek Carr, man. He found his guy, Mac Hollins. They're trying to come back, get themselves a victory, get off the schneid. Take it away, the Raiders Radio Network.
It's fourth and goal inside the Titans 10. Snap to Carr. They bring a blitz. Lobs one far corner to the end zone for Hollins. Jump ball grabbed it. Touchdown Raiders with 1:14 to go.
How about that, man? To be a Raiders fan right now, you know how sad that would be?
Yeah, they're like, where's Rich Bisaccia?
Dear God.
Hey. Oh.
How sad that would be. 0-3. I believe Josh McDaniels has already gotten called into the marketing principal's office.
Yeah, smell that. It smells delicious.
It's just an absolute nightmare
to be a
Raider.
It might just be because it's been a while since I've had pasta, but it smells like somebody's cooking some pasta.
How long ago it was that the Raiders were up 20-0 at halftime versus Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. They blink their eyes and they're 0-3. Dear God. Hey, let's stay in Nashville. It's the Titans. It's Derrick Henry, and he's bulldozing for the 1 yard touchdown.
Tannehill gives Henry at left guard into the end zone. Touchdown! Titans! The King, Derrick Henry to pay dirt.
The King, Derrick Henry to pay dirt. Oh, I love the way that guy says touchdown, Titans.
So do I.
It's so great. All right, we go to Minnesota. This was pretty epic. Great game, back and forth. Vikings, Lions, Kirk Cousins, KJ Osborne, the game winner.
Cousins out of the shotgun with no timeouts, trailing 24-21. Takes the snap, straight drop. He's going to fire right. Yes, KJ Osborne, you're so cold-blooded. Touchdown! And the Vikings have taken a 27-24 lead.
Cold-blooded he is. Vikings Radio Network with the call. Now, these next ones, we went back-to-back. We're going back-to-back Bengals calls. Now, the play-by-play guy, solid, but the color man steals the deal here.
Oh, okay.
Burrow back to throw. Blitz coming. Throws over the middle. Caught by Tyler Boyd. Breaks away from two defenders. Sprinting down the middle of the field to the 20.
Get in, baby.
15, 10, 5.
Yeah.
Lunges for the end zone. Touchdown.
Nice.
Bengals on the final play of the quarter.
I love their color.
Dave
guy.
Lapham.
Is Lapham the play-by-play?
No, he's the guy.
Get in there.
Okay.
He's
okay.
That guy. Yeah.
He can't help himself. He's like hyped. He's talking over the entire thing. Get it nice. Get it. Get it nice. Yeah.
Yeah, before the play-by-play guy can announce the touchdown being scored, he's already doing celebration.
He's holding up one finger to get the extra point team on the field.
Sounds like he's trying to rush the field.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dave,
well,
former player.
There. Let's go ahead. Let's stick right there with the Cincinnati broadcast. It's Burrow to Chase.
Burrow clapping his hands. Catches the snap. Pump fakes. Throws. Uh-oh. Caught. Chase with the catch. Burrow belted after the throw. It's a touchdown for Cincinnati.
Uh-oh.
Saw Joe get hit again.
Oh, he's good,
for
man.
The 150th time this year.
It's a shame that the best touchdown that got scored in that game didn't even count. T. Higgins going up in the back corner of the end zone, that was a touchdown. And that was one of the nastier touchdowns we've seen in a while, and it did not count.
Very frustrating.
Very disappointing.
Could have used it for fantasy purposes. We go to Philadelphia. They actually do have a pretty good broadcast crew, even though I hate to admit it. Merrill Reese is one of the best. Jalen Hurts. Yeah, I know.
Sounds like a little like Fred Sussel.
He does sound
we got a little touchdown.
Yeah.
Now, he's not quite sure what happens sometimes,
okay.
But that's why I love it.
Yeah, it was Blackberry instead of Bradberry a few weeks ago. Last week, it sounded like his tongue was swollen.
So what happens here?
Hurts looking. Hurts firing. Devonta Smith, touchdown! He caught it in the corner of the end zone. Again, he went skyward.
The Slim Reaper.
The Slim Reaper. They're good, man. They play off each other well, those two. I really enjoy them. There was another touchdown they had where he wasn't sure if it was even a catch, and their color guy, Mike Quick, has to tell him, yeah, it definitely was a catch.
What do you think about these power rankings putting the Eagles on top? You with it?
No.
I would still
say they're the best team in the NFC thus far, but I don't think they're the best team in the league right now.
The Bills are.
Commanders, Bills, Vikings, are Lions. Yeah, Bills. Yeah, I think
I would take the Bills.
I don't know
Eagles,
if I could put the Eagles in the top five.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go beat a good team.
Okay.
Taking care of business. That. It's been 24 points the past 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They have a virtually unstoppable running game, but I think you're seeing the scoring limitations.
Yeah.
Putting up all those stats of quarterback. Like, really? After 3 games, none against playoff opponents, we're crowning them already? I thought that was interesting today in the Power Rankings.
Crown them and crown their ass.
All right, let's continue here. The best touchdowns from the NFL College Football Weekend. We do it every TD Tuesday during the football season. Back to the college, the young, perky TDs of Tennessee, Hooker to Small.
Hooker, back to throw. Sets up, looks, fires, wide open.
Wide
Smart
open.
Small at the 5. He dives for the checkerboards. Touchdown, Tennessee.
Touchdown, Tennessee.
That ended up being a hell of a game, huh?
Hell of a touchdown there for the Vols. Lamar Jackson, your MVP front runner right now. Boy, he was having a special day. Needed him to cover, or my best bets for BetQL would have looked horrible yet again. Thank God they did, and it was all because of Lamar Jackson.
Fakes the handoff. Lamar will keep it. He's got room. He's in the 5. He walks in. Touchdown! Lamar Jackson with a knockout shot.
Boom, boom, boom. Knock him out, Lamar. That's what I'm talking about. A 9-yard touchdown run. Ravens Radio Network with the call.
Okay, now we head to Carolina, where Baker Mayfield currently possesses the single lowest QBR in all of NFL right now. But
it's over.
The QBR felt really, really nice when he went to Chenault for the touchdown.
Mayfield in the shotgun. Pumps. He's got LaVisca Chenault. His first catch is a Panther. He's got the 40. 45, 50. Chenault off to the races. Skies in front. Green grass ahead. Touchdown. LaVisca Chenault. Welcome to Carolina.
The Soto Zone. LaVisca Chenault with a big-time play there for the Carolina Panthers.
What do you say with quarterbacks coming out of college if they're a little undersized and obviously have a drinking and an attitude problem? We don't make excuses for them. What, you weren't young once?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm not trying to be a quarterback. You got to be a CEO. You got to work so hard. And, you know, I think Baker Mayfield's a hell of a cautionary tale there.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. James Robinson had another hell of a game. Good thing he's not on the bench anymore there in Jacksonville. He's helping them win football games.
Sure
Urban
is.
Made a big mistake. Here he racks off a 50-yard TD.
They give it to James Robinson. He's got it in more. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown on fourth down. James Robinson broke loose for the score.
On fourth down.
Woo. Hell of a run, midfield.
Mm.
Chargers looking kind of rough.
Yeah, they are.
They're banged up. It happened again.
Oh, they are broken, man. The Chargers it's the most Charger tweet I've ever seen, and I will I'll pull it up here. But it's just a laundry list of nightmare injuries.
What's going on with the AFC West? We kind of thought that was the.
We thought it was going to be awesome.
We're hearing echoes of the overrated chance.
Yeah,
in regards
There's
to the
3 weeks
AFC West,
in, right? They'll figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know. The Russell Wilson thing with the Broncos. He got broken Herbert and injuries all over the place for the Chargers.
Raiders 0-3.
Yeah, Raiders 0-3.
And Mahomes is still good.
Yeah, the Chiefs will be okay. But other than that, yeah, the division that we thought was just going to be monstrous between really all four teams is kind of like they're kind of a one-man band right now with just the Chiefs, and even they came up short versus the Colts on Sunday. Okay, let's take a look at what the Rams got cooking over here. Usually Cooper Kupp is on the receiving end of a touchdown, but how about this 20-yard scamper for Pater?
Cooper Kupp's got the edge, 20, 10, Cooper Kupp, speed to burn, touchdown LA! Did Cooper Kupp score today? It's Sunday, of course he did!
That's what I want for CeeDee Lamb as soon as you get him into Ram mode. Okay, there's CeeDee Lamb who's out there trying not to get slaughtered. There's CeeDee Ram who's looking out to go out and knock somebody's block off.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get Ram into lather mode, then you start handing the ball.
Okay, how about this? I found the tweet for the Chargers. Absolutely terrible situation. Jalen Guyton now, UNT
North
zone.
North Texas, yep.
ACL Allen. Out for the year. Quarterback fractured rib cartilage. All-pro center dealing with a knee injury. All-pro left tackle is going to miss the entire season with the torn biceps there, Slater. Number one wide receiver, strained hammy. Top pass rusher, groin injury. Top corner, not responding as expected from an ankle surgery.
It's not good.
Hello, Charger football.
Very, very bad. Geno Smith didn't do much, but he was able to find DK Metcalf for a TD.
Geno steps up, waits, throws to the end zone. Oh, what a catch! DK Metcalf, skies, touchdown, Seahawks! You want a target? You got a target. Number 14 from 18 yards out, a rocket from Geno Smith, and DK climbs the ladder, pulls it down. The Seahawks are on the board again.
Thank goodness the Falcons won, though. I survived for another week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oof. That was ballsy of you.
I know it was.
Yeah, but in Atlanta?
I wasn't exactly loving it. That's why
football
did it.
Doesn't make any sense. He's riding Arthur Smith and Mariota on a road victory.
Football just guy.
Zero sense
football
whatsoever.
Football guy.
Cojones.
How about Cojones and football guy on this one? The oldest TDs in the sport. It's Tom Brady to Russell Gage.
Brady takes the snap. Whoops. Dumps the ball. Oh! Is it caught? Is it caught?
Yeah, it's caught ball by Gage. And he took a big shot. He's a little slow getting up.
Touchdown, Tampa Bay.
Fire the cannons.
G needed some help there. Oh, is it cold? Oh, I didn't know if it was or not.
He didn't get a fire the cannons call there.
Let's go to Kansas City because we always need to get one on a TD Tuesday. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, a little bit of a resurgence this year for Clyde. Maybe he wasn't a bust, Brian.
Now listen to you.
Give it off right side. Edwards-Helaire waits, hesitates, gets into the end zone, left shoulder first, touchdown, Kansas City. The Chiefs have their first lead of the game.
Was there clapping going on in the press box there?
There was some clapping.
Might have been a little clap, clap, clap. I know there was clapping going on right here in the studio last night when Ezekiel Elliott found pay dirt.
Some cheek clapping.
I formation, Ferguson, the fullback, in front of Elliott. Third and goal from the one. Handoff, Elliott coming right, pushing, goal line, bangs in, touchdown Elliott.
Yeah, and there was some fist bumping. We might have needed a fire extinguisher with all the fat that was rubbing together after this one. CeeDee Lamb, the one-handed TD to get the Cowboys a victory. Take it away, Brad.
Elliott to the left of Rush, first and goal outside the one. Snap back, Rush looking left, fade, Lamb, caught in one hand. Touchdown, Cowboys! Okay, that's two big boy plays,
isn't it?
By CeeDee Lamb on this possession. That touchdown down the left side of the end zone reached out with an Inspector Gadget left arm, grabbed it, yanked it in, feet in bounds. That's a big boy play.
Did he go superhero mode? That was crazy. It was just so good.
It was good.
That 2 minutes is exactly what all of us Lamb believers needed, because after the first drop,
we're fighting people on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. And I was starting to agree with the people on Twitter. I was about to be done defending CeeDee Lamb. I was going to have to apologize to Zach Wolchuk for going at him too strong after the week one debacle.
Oh, yeah. That's when Wolchuk hit him with a get it together buddy.
Yeah.
And I guess CeeDee Lamb was listening starting in the third quarter last night.
No, I appreciate getting it together, CeeDee. Love you dearly. And that's another edition of TD Tuesday in the books.
There it is. Thank you so much, Nosebleed guys. When we come back, it is time for a college football super segment. What happened and where do we go from here? It's next on 105.3 The Fan.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back, Nation. Time now for a college football super segment. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you're hurt in an accident and it is not your fault, call the Frankels at 214-333-3333 or jump online at truckwreck.com. Now, here's Zach Wolchuk with your college football super seg.
It was a crazy weekend in college football. Eric and myself had our BetQL duties. We were watching a lot of the early games, and I think the one that might have been the wildest was, you know, both of us were thinking, okay, Clemson would cover the touchdown spread versus Wake Forest. And they go to double overtime.
Couldn't stop. Either team couldn't stop the other.
Yeah, it was nuts. Sam Hartman, by the way, Brian, I think it's going to be fun when we go and we do our draft study. Mm-hmm. I think Sam Hartman might end up being the best quarterback in this class.
Well, you know, it's going to be interesting because when you look at him physically, he looks like prototypically what you would see a quarterback.
And he reminds me of Herbert.
Yeah, the kid at Alabama looks slight, small, but really mobile and is a winner. I'll be interested to see with the comparisons and body types and what all the NFL scouts kind of feel about with these. He does look like Herbert in size.
He really does. And I'm excited to go watch C.J. Stroud at Ohio State in person at the end of October. I'm going with Sandler on that trip that he does every year to watch Iowa at Ohio State. So, you know, I'll have a report on that one. Will Levis at Kentucky. But like Eric knows, we were watching that one live, and I was gushing over Sam Hartman. He made some unbelievable throws. But the crazy thing is, Clemson wins by 6. Eric's reaction is just like, I needed them to win by 7.
Yeah, I needed just one more point. And the fact that they won meant nothing to me.
It was a bad beat. But locally, a lot of people were looking at, okay, Texas Tech, what's going on? Baylor got the big win over Iowa State. Mm-hmm. How about Kansas State? They have Oklahoma's number. They get the big 41-34 win over OU. And I think that, you know, Oklahoma's still probably, they're going to have their say in the Big 12. They'll probably run the table and then get to play Oklahoma State. They're still ranked in the AP top 25. Oklahoma dropped to number 18. Texas has fallen out of the top 25. Number one is Georgia. Number two is Alabama. Number three is Ohio State. Four is Michigan. And five is Clemson. That's your top five. USC is 6. Kentucky is 7. Tennessee, 8. OK State is 9. And NC State is 10. The other Big 12 teams that are in it, Baylor's at 16. OU, I mentioned, is at 18. And then locally, you've got A&M at 17. I know we got a lot of Arkansas fans in the area. They're at 20. And then K-State moved into the top 25 with their win. They're sitting there at number 25.
I'm still waiting for Michigan to play somebody, by the way.
Yeah, and they,
I know they got Iowa this week, which is on that the big kickoff thing.
Noon kickoff thing.
Yeah, that, you know, that game at Iowa could be a little problem. But you look at Michigan's schedule. You know, they got Indiana. They got Penn State at home. Michigan State's kind of been a little bit of a train wreck. Rutgers, Nebraska, Illinois, and then Ohio State. That game in Ohio State on November 26th, that might be two undefeated teams going at it right
Yeah,
there.
They could be.
Yeah, now, I mean, be something really big right there.
Michigan, and we were watching that one too. They were playing close to Maryland for a long time.
Yeah, it was kind of a going back and forth. But you know, Maryland's much better. They've done a much better job with their program overall.
They have.
Tua's brother's their quarterback up there, and he got hurt in the game. I kind of felt like, you know, he couldn't finish the game. You know, he's dealing with ankle injuries and all kinds of things was going on. But
it could have hurt him.
Maryland was going back and forth in that one, but you know, Michigan's finding a way to win these games.
We really want, and I want to focus on Tech and Texas, though. I know we got a lot of Red Raider fans. I apologize to the Horns. It was another tough loss, 37-34. Tech gets the overtime win. Shout out to Miles Price, the Colony. A lot of local kids in DFW were in this game. Miles Price, the Colony, 13 catches, 98 yards. Jalen Ford from Frisco Lone Star, one of the linebackers for Texas, was all over the field. So Bijan Robinson has 103 yards and two touchdowns for the Horns.
Fumble.
He ends up with the big fumble in overtime. So what's Bijan Robinson been doing yesterday on campus to make up for this? Well, Bijan Robinson said he's been walking around campus in the football facility carrying a football today because he doesn't want to fumble again.
The program.
Yes.
Yeah.
He said teammates tried to knock it out. Even a student on campus tried, and he's held on to it all day long.
Does he put it in the passenger seat of the Lamborghini he's driving?
Yeah. No. He doesn't go 10-2 when he's driving. He's got the pigskin in the left hand and the steering wheel with the right.
He's doing the exact thing from the program, the movie. He's literally recreating this. Now, Lubbock at the end, in Lubbock, they rushed the field, right? Afterwards.
They did. Big win.
Well, and there was a video showing a Red Raider Texas Tech student, like, intentionally throwing a shoulder into a Texas player.
That's bad.
I didn't see any aftermath, but I do know that's the problem with the storming of the field, is you get these drunk college kids sprinting on the field, and then every once in a while they'll get into a little something-something with the opposing team.
So we had a Texas Tech fan, as you mentioned. He assaults a Texas player while they storm the field.
If that Texas player would have turned around and gave him a two-piece, would he been wrong?
I'm talking about a nasty
two-piece. Bam, bam.
I don't think so, but you bet the NCAA would have had something done. 100%.
All you're going to see is the reaction. No. It's too much of a reaction. All he did was push him. You're supposed to push him back. That's what I see. I always see people just make up things that didn't need to happen.
Right.
I thought it was a clean, cheap shot hit from behind with authority.
Yeah. Texas Tech issued a statement. This individual's actions are not representative of Red Raiders' values.
Lies.
If you have any information to help us identify this individual, please contact Texas Tech PD.
Yeah, good luck there.
Yeah.
Huh. Did you see that they were... So, I guess the Big 12 fines their school.
They do.
50K.
50 Jeebos. And I guess immediately following the announcement from the Big 12 that Tech was going to be fined 50 grand, fans asked if they could help pay it. But what ended up happening is a Lubbock-based Citibank has announced that it will cover the entire fine.
Yep.
So now the program doesn't have to fork up the 50 Gs.
What the hell?
I guess there is some type of Lubbock-based Citibank.
They're a longtime corporate partner of Texas Tech Athletics, and they're going to pay the 50K fine. And Texas Tech said, we are grateful for Citibank and their longtime support of Texas Tech, said Kirby Puckett. Or Kirby Hocutt.
Yeah,
not
Kirby Puckett.
Not the old pitcher. Kirby Hocutt, the athletic director of Texas Tech. We have passionate fans, including our great partners at Citibank and their president, Corey Newsom. We love your pockets. Thank you very much, Citibank, for doing what you did. Now, after the game, Joey McGuire had a very passionate speech. We love Joey. He's a fan of
the station. Said Texas was going to quit.
Joey's a Tolo.
He is a Tolo.
He was on Sean and RJ. Big fan here locally.
Cedar he's on
Hill.
With us a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I sent him a text after the game. He got right back to me. He said, man, love you, brother.
Dude.
Big win. I'm like,
Joey McGuire's
right.
The man. Yeah. And I loved what he did at Cedar Hill. What he's done for Texas high school football in general. After the game, if you're just a football fan, even if you're a Longhorn fan, okay, if you're a Longhorn fan, actually, you probably hate this. I'm not going to try and say it. But otherwise, this might give you some chills. Here's Joey McGuire afterwards talking with his team after the big overtime win.
Hey, I asked you to keep fighting, and you did. Said it's going to be, when we came out of half, we had two more rounds to fight, and you did. I told you they were going to break, and they did.
Yes, sir.
I told you they were going to break, and you did. The reporter asked me at the end, says, what's it mean to win this game and beat Texas. I said it doesn't mean anything to beat Texas. We're 1-0 in the Big 12. That's what it means. Y'all, right now, the country's gonna find out. Everything runs through Lubbock. Everything runs through Lubbock. Hey, we're the team to beat if we keep practicing to get better. If we keep practicing to be better players. If we keep playing and fighting for each other. And no matter what happens, we just say, what's next? That's all we do. Because any point in that game, you could have quit, but you didn't. Because you are built different. And more you believe that, the more and more this happens. Yeah. Somebody turn on some damn music! Yeah, let's go.
Man, get you going.
Did he do any dancing like a Mac Brown might bust out?
Yeah, they jumped in there, yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of dancing
going
on.
Joey's a badass, man. He really is. That'll get you going right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that is
They got a tough trip, though, man. I know. Now, both teams, they go to Kansas State. Bill Snyder Stadium there. And both teams coming off huge victories. You know, if you look at Kansas State with, which team's going to have the letdown?
Which team's going to eat the cheese?
Yeah, which team is it, Kansas State after beating Oklahoma or is Tech after beating Texas? Somebody's going to have a big letdown right there in that game.
Yeah.
With those two playing.
You got to believe in your players if you're at a place like Tech. And I think they can do magical stuff with that kind of leadership.
I agree. I think Joey McGuire's going to have an excellent career there. And Texas Tech's going to be fantastic. Now, Heisman Trophy candidates right now. Jalen Daniels at Kansas is starting to get some buzz. And how about Kansas?
Yeah.
Undefeated at 4-0. Rather shocking what they're doing. Other players that are up at the top right now, the favorites, Bryce Young, Stetson Bennett, C.J. Stroud, Caleb Williams at USC, although USC can go bleep yourselves because you only won by three. You didn't cover the spread, so I'm not very happy with you.
Oh, dude, there was an amazing part in that USC game, though, where they flashed up a little graphic of Jordan Addison, their stud wide receiver.
From Pitt.
And he's got a quote about his speed that they put up during the game. He says, quote, "As a kid, when you're fast, that's how you get the females."
Oh,
and
yeah.
And they put that graphic up and that quote onto the screen during the game. It was amazing.
But you Speed know kills. Who leads the second tier right now for Heisman favorites? Washington quarterback.
Oh, Mr. Penix.
Michael Penix.
Jr. Mm-hmm.
From Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
I like him.
Did you talk about his UIL deal last week?
No. Yeah, the big Penix and Penix t-shirts.
Yeah.
I think that's a hell of a deal.
Yeah, he got Brilliant. A big dub.
Really is. And Hendon Hooker also from Tennessee. Tennessee got the big win over Florida. If they continue to win, he might find himself in that conversation. Georgia Tech also fired their head coach and athletic director
both
this
of them.
Week. Yeah.
Lane
get out
of
here. They're both bleep canned.
Yeah.
So they're moving on. And then the other big news just to tell you about, E.J. Smith out for the year, the son of Emmett Smith at Stanford. And the Florida Gators are going to move their football game against Eastern Washington on Sunday due to Hurricane Ian. So that's going to be moved from Gainesville. They're looking for another location to play. And we might end up seeing Tampa Bay move their football game as well, the Bucs.
Is Quinn Ewers going to be back next game?
Not official, but it's looking positive for Texas.
All righty, thank you. There he is, Zach Wolchuk with the College Football Super Segment here on 105 Through the Fan. The Get Right, KG and CA. They're locked and loaded for broadcast content. It'll be a shorter show tonight with Rangers pregame coming up at 8 o'clock. So we'll chat with them about what they have planned for their hour next here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation about to hand it off to the get right. Yes, tonight's configuration is the legend Chris Arnold and his buddy KG here, 7 to 8 on 105.3 The Fan. Gentlemen, how the heck are we?
General.
General, what's up? He's good to see you.
It's good to see you as always. I'm sure you're in a good mood here with the Cowboys victory, KG.
Yeah, the sun's a little brighter. Food tastes a little better. You know, wife not nearly as cranky because you don't have to deal with me. So, yeah, life is usually pretty good when Cowboys
win. Well, you did Mavs stuff too, though, didn't you? Did you do any Mavs?
Yesterday.
Yesterday was all Mavs
stuff,
right? Yeah,
it was at Mavs Media Day.
Mavs Media Day all day.
You're impressed with all that, by the way?
It was my first Mavs Media Day, and it was a little hectic, just, you know, kind of learning, you know, kind of the flow of things, but it was good. Got some good stuff with Christian Wood and Spencer Dinwiddie. Luka, you know, talked as much as Luka want to talk.
Sure.
So, you know, but it was good. Yeah. Had a good time.
We haven't actually talked any Mavs. We also have CA. So just to kind of pick y'all's brain a little bit quickly, and then, of course, we can get back to Cowboys.
Gavin, no, let's do Mavs.
Look, yeah, Gavin, no. To me, that looked like it's a freaking Cowboys victory Tuesday.
It's Cowboys victory Tuesday, baby.
I love the Mavs.
You schmuck. But I do just want to ask.
I can't wait to see you at the arena this year, too, Brian.
Now that it got brought up, what were your thoughts on Christian Wood? I'm excited about him.
Yeah, he's great.
He's great. I got a chance to spend a couple minutes with him, you know, off to the side a little bit, and he's motivated. I think one of the biggest misconceptions of him is that the work ethic won't be there, and it'll be more geared toward what he wants to do individually because he's in a contract year. But he is very focused on winning and wanting to do what he is scheduled to do with this team. And one of the interesting parts he talked to me about was him and Sean Sweeney worked together for about 3-4 months, you know, working out. You know, he was, you know, killing him in workouts and whatnot. And he says he's in the best shape of his life. Now, you could take that for what it's worth because everybody's in the best shape of their life season when you start training camp. But he seems like he's a very motivated player, which is a good sign for this team, I think.
The other thing about him, everybody calls him C. Wood. So you'll be hearing C. Wood for the longest, especially if he makes an impact. The other note, remember during the playoff run, the Mavericks had a competitive advantage with their bench with Theo.
Theo, what, like getting onto the court while the game was actually going on?
Well, no, they would get on the court, but they were really just standing up, blocking the people who were paying $5,000 for these seats.
Yeah.
And it was a competitive advantage because they were like these old guys in the Muppet Show. They were looking down on the back. They knew how to do the dozens and talk to. First of all, they were helping call out the defensive assignments. Mm-hmm. That's how it started. But Theo and Tim Hardaway Jr., they were yelling at the other team and making them swerve their head around. At one point, Theo was wearing the same color jersey as the Phoenix Sun guy.
I love that part, yeah.
Yeah, and so I asked Tim, I said, so does your role change now that you're playing? Because he was injured last year and able to keep up with the antics. And he was basically saying the NBA's come up with a rule now. We can't even do that no
more.
This
is Theo Pinson
rule. It was effective.
Yeah.
Theo Pinson and Tim Hardaway Jr. were classic old guys in the balcony looking at the Muppet Show.
Yeah, it was terrific. And I do think it gave them an edge, but I'm sure Pinson will figure out a way around it.
You know he will.
Or Cuban will write the check for the fines.
Exactly. That's exactly what he does.
Who impressed you the most in the Cowboys game?
Well, that's a great question. It's not a player for me. And I said this earlier when I was doing Media Mash at the Star. I think Dan Quinn, because what he schemed up last night, I mean, the last 2 weeks he's kept it very simple. Suspect offensive lines, get after it. DeMarcus Lawrence got after Evan Neal quite a bit last night. Micah Parsons did so, you know, obviously last week and the week before that against Tampa. But I thought what Dan Quinn schemed up against the Giants last night was extremely impressive. And more importantly, his players executed the game plan that he put forward. So for me, it was Dan Quinn, who I think continues to make himself a ton of money here or maybe somewhere else by the time we get the season's in.
Dan Quinn's huge. Kellen Moore also called a really good game. But the guy that made an immediate impact was Jason Peters.
Yeah.
When he showed up in his series and unleashed Tony Pollard.
First like, play go for 46.
It's like, okay, because this game was, people forget it, this game was like 6-3 or something like that. It was very still close. And once Peters found his role, I mean, it's like, okay, everything started clicking better. I'm not saying he was the main reason, but he had an impact.
Yeah, he sure did, man. And, you know, I think you could go a lot of different ways with it. But I think overall, you know, we're 2-1 here. And there's reason to believe now, isn't there, especially going into the next game? Like, at this point, do you expect him to be a playoff team, KG?
Well, if you had told me that Dak Prescott gets hurt in week one and you find yourself in a position where at minimum, if he's to be believed to come back against Philadelphia, that you could possibly be 3-3. Let's say you win on Sunday and then you drop the next couple to maybe, to Los Angeles and Philadelphia. 3-3 with Dak coming back, I'll take that. And that gives you a shot to win this division still.
Yeah, schedule gets a lot easier after the
exactly.
First
so people forget coming into the season that this was a team tied for 31st in the NFL in terms of strength of schedule. So, you like what you have going down throughout the stretch of the regular season, especially when you start playing teams against the AFC South. So, yeah, I think this is a team that still can make the playoffs. But Sunday will tell us a lot about what those chances will look like, I think.
It is so wild. Stephen Jones, the way he retooled this team in the offseason, the way he has done this thing and the way they're now 2-1, he's actually done something that we didn't expect. The blowback on his retooling and Dak's injury lowered the bar. It's not even about, you got to do something in the playoffs and make it to the NFC championship game. It's, we might make the playoffs. Everybody's happy now because the offseason was so discombobulated. Now the bar is on the ground, so we're happy that they beat Cincinnati, or thrilled that they beat Cincinnati, and happy that they beat the Giants, and think, wow, we can make the playoffs, and we're actually very happy about that. Whereas, if they had done what other teams do, like Buffalo and the Rams, and add to a team that was already a playoff-caliber team, the bar set way up high. They better make the NFC Championship game, but guess what? Right now, Stephen Jones and Jerry Jones win because the bar is on the ground.
It is a pretty low bar right now, and expectations are the beginning of suffering. They really are.
Damn, General.
Yeah.
Way to bring down the mood. Damn.
Yeah, hey.
Damn.
You know, I think that's the case. You know, wherever your expectations are, now they're much lower, so much lower. I would be happy. But at the same time, I feel like because of what you said with Peters and how good Tyler Smith is in the run game, like the ability to build a really impressive and physical run game and defense is there. We saw the 49ers get to the NFC title game with that.
Mm-hmm.
So their upside, by the time we get there, assuming folks stay healthy, could be much higher than just being happy getting in, especially if you continue to churn out the yards per carry like they've been doing. What's coming up on the show, gentlemen? What do you have to timestamp for us?
Well, it's a Cowboys Victory Tuesday, so that means my Cowboys player power rankings at 7:20. I'll give you the five best Cowboys who played in last night's Monday Night Football
game.
Hell
yeah.
We haven't talked much about Kevontae Turpin. Just a quick mention. Almost broke it, man. That
close. You would have shut Bassick up.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah, shut up, Mike.
We're about to be on pace for a big season. But there was a fun article yesterday or over the weekend in the morning news about him. And a lot of the guys on the special teams unit feel that it is very close. And you saw why last night. They're all selling out to block because they believe he's the guy.
Yeah.
And apparently the coaches are showing tape of like Devin Hester and stuff like that. And it's coming. It'll be there soon.
Show them some Dante Hall stuff.
Right.
Oh, the human joystick.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. CA and KG tonight's Get Right configuration. Thanks to Lucius Alexander, the Nosebleed Guys, Woolchuck and Chia. Follow for Brian Baudis and Carter Freeman. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. baseball your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.